Why do so many leaders show so little self-reflection? And we went, hallelujah! Yes, this is exactly the kind of behavior a CEO should have. I was so happy. In my view, leaders should regularly schedule time for self-reflection. One of the most common problems we get played back in our daily work with customers is a lack of self-reflection. A lack of self-reflection on behalf of your line manager, or a lack of self-reflection on behalf of leaders around you.
Self-leadership, intensive.
Just this morning, as part of one of our currently biggest and most complex leadership transformation projects, the chief executive of a company with more than 15,000 employees around the world said the following sentence to me and my team during our project meeting. He said, quote, Stefan and team, I would like you to please ask the 200 participants in our transformation program to reflect on themselves in comparison to our new leadership principles. They should please ask themselves, in which areas is my own leadership behavior already in line with our agreed leadership principles? And in what areas do I need to and do I want to adjust and change my own leadership behavior? Please build this into the program. Unquote. And we went, hallelujah! Yes! This is exactly the kind of behavior a CEO should have. I was so happy. This is exactly what every CEO should do, should instruct and also brief us on as an external consultant. If we have that clarity on where people start and we can help assess what leaders do right now and why, and then align together with client the destination, the tool, where we want to help these people get, and then get that kind of support all the way to the CEO, hallelujah, then my team and I are so happy and we can't wait to get going and start the work. With this behind us, we can help every single client effectively from the outside to develop precisely the leadership culture that is needed for the future viability of this company. Now, this may sound simple, right? It may sound easy or even trivial, but it's not. Why do so many leaders show so little self-reflection? I bet you've seen this as well. I think there may be a couple of reasons, and often it is due to one or a combination of these three following factors. One, lack of time, at least a perceived lack of time. Because, in fact, the amount of time that you and I have is defined on every single day. It's 24 hours. But still, the perception of time is very different. So a perceived lack of time. Leaders are often so involved in strategic and operational tasks that they find little time for self-reflection. Typical quotes. I hardly get a chance to think. One meeting follows another. Unquote. The high work pressure and the high expectation of having to be available constantly, almost 24/7, often lead to personal development and self-reflection being neglected. It's not that these leaders don't want to do it. They feel they can't. They feel they lack the time. Second observation I've made across the years. Fear of showing weakness. As a leader, you want to appear competent and capable of making good decisions. The fear of showing weakness or insecurity that may be associated with self-reflection and even sharing the observations or just asking for feedback. This impression of potentially looking weak or looking insecure can lead to self-reflection being avoided in order to maintain an often false image, a false facade of strength and self-confidence. It's a pity, but quite a number of people feel a need to appear more secure than in fact they are inside. And three, lack of feedback. Maybe you heard the quote, "Feedback is the lifeline of performance and motivation." I love this quote. I couldn't agree more. So, lack of feedback. Without regular feedback from colleagues, from line managers, from employees, or even external mentors, it can be difficult to gain an objective view of your own leadership behavior. Without these insights from outside, the need for self-reflection can be overlooked or underestimated in importance and value. In my view, leaders should regularly schedule time for self-reflection. It's you time. It's your own time. Block it, frame it, protect it like a sacred cow, and then use it for self-reflection. Schedule that time in order to understand your own strengths, your real strengths. Become aware of them. Use that time to identify your real weaknesses. Everyone has weaknesses. People who don't have weaknesses don't have strengths either, and they are not perceived by anyone. So appreciate your weakness and neutralize them. Reflect your values. Reflect your goals. This enables continuous personal development. Now, if this idea of practicing self-reflection appeals to you, then I have a couple of ideas for you how you can incorporate self-reflection into your everyday life. A few thoughts for you. First, keep a diary. On a daily basis or on a weekly basis, write down your decisions. When I, as a young manager, young leader, I admit I felt a little insecure to take decisions because all of a sudden I was running 280 million euros of sales. That was new to me and I was young. I felt insecure. I didn't want to make mistakes. So I decided relatively late. I invested a lot of time to be almost safe. And then I got the feedback, Stefan, you might have to decide a little faster, you know? Maybe 90% of quality is good enough rather than always waiting for 99%. And I took that feedback, thought about it, and changed my behavior. And one of the helps I used to help me change was keeping a diary, writing down my decisions, writing down the options I had, the decision I took, the reason I took this decision, the risk I had to accept by taking this decision, and what specifically I was kind of scared of, and what I've done to mitigate the risk. And then whenever, sometime later, months or even a year later, I reviewed the decision, of course, then I had facts. Then I had evidence from reality after the fact. And like a very famous man who changed the world once said, you cannot connect the dots looking forward. And if I may add to this quote, but you can connect the dots looking backwards. So why not do it? Write down your decisions, your options, what you decided, why you decided that, the risk you had to accept, how you mitigated the risk, and then review it later on. And then you will learn with every single decision, and you will improve your own decision-making skills, and you'll improve your confidence in making decisions. You might also want to write down your interactions. If you take relationships at the workplace seriously, you might want to write down your interactions with others, either with key people, with your key stakeholders, or with many others. Write down your interactions and write down your own reactions to different situations. Record what you did, why you did it, where you felt safe, and where you felt insecure or have questions. Compare your behavior with the defined leadership principles of your company, of your team, or if they are undefined. Maybe you have defined leadership principles for yourself all alone. Check whether your behavior is in line with the behavior you want. Where are there similarities? Where are there differences? And what do you learn from this reflection? How do you translate what you've learned into action? So this is tip number one, keep a diary. Tip number two, obtain feedback. Feedback is the breakfast of champions. Obtaining regular feedback from employees, colleagues, and superiors can provide absolutely valuable insights into your own leadership behavior, into your impact rather than your intention. Have open discussions about your strengths. Have open discussions about your weaknesses, areas for development. And all of this, if you reflect about it, enables you and your line managers to compare perceptions with reality and then initiate targeted improvement action wherever helpful. So that's idea number two, obtain feedback. And idea number three, schedule time. Schedule time for self-observation and self-reflection. This strange sentence, I don't have the time, while understandable, I've said it thousands of times myself, is complete and utter nonsense. How much time we have is defined before the day even starts. It's 24 hours every single day. It's about how we invest our time. And I encourage you, if you take yourself seriously, if you take your life seriously, if you take your responsibility for others seriously, then please invest some of your time. Invest sufficient time. Schedule it to observe yourself, to observe your impact on others, and to self-reflect. Conscious observation of your own behavior and regular self-reflection are crucial to critically question your own leadership practice and behavior. You should take time to think about your decisions, your communication, your interactions, your relationships with others, and whether they are in line with your intents, with your goals. And if you need techniques or tips on how to really reflect effectively when you have time with yourself, then figure out and test a couple of actions like, for example, meditation, doing sport, doing regular timeouts, targeted reflection. In my case, when I was a little younger, my dear wife pushed me out because she realized that I had been working a little bit too much for a little bit too long and just pushed me out for 3 days. And I was in a resort without any digital devices, with a couple of good books. I ate well, I walked, and I tried relaxation techniques. And the one that worked in my case is called muscle relaxation by Jacobsen. Yeah, so it's step-by-step muscle relaxation that works on my body. If I want to relax, I lie down, concentrate on my feet. And as I do, it just takes me a few seconds and I suddenly feel they're starting to fall into the ground. I then follow with my lower legs, with my upper legs, and then I drop my entire body and it feels like my skeleton is falling through the bottom. A very relaxing feeling. So that's the one technique that works on me. It might work on you, but more likely you need other techniques. Find it out. Take the time, investigate, experiment. And then once you've found yours, take it and reflect and self-reflect effectively. So this is what I would suggest in terms of self-reflection. It is a super, super key to more impact, to more success in business, and to more happiness in life. And the three tips are: one, keep a diary. Two, obtain feedback. And three, schedule time for self-observation and self-reflection. If you do like this podcast, and if you would like to help spread the word about leadership around the world, then please get your smartphone out right now. Open your podcast streaming app and press the star rating under this podcast. Maybe even leave a reference or a one-line feedback so I know what I can do even better for you, because I'd like to make sure that you get served, that you get great high-quality input out of this Lightful of Leadership podcast, input that you can turn into action, input that's valuable to you. So press the star, leave a rating, and thank you in advance. And if you think that self-reflection or creating a more consistent feedback culture in your team, in your function, in your country, in your company is something you would like to have a talk about with me personally, then why don't you just go into the show notes of this podcast? You'll find a link there that goes straight into my calendar. If you like it, come on, book your slot. Let's talk. I can't wait to get to know you, listen to your perspective, and maybe in our conversation you find something that helps you self-reflect better and create the leadership culture around you that you want to have. I'm grateful for your time. I'm glad you listened, and I can't wait to welcome you again very soon, maybe already next week, here in the Lightwolf podcast. Thank you. Take care. Have a terrific day and speak soon. Bye-bye. Your Stefan.